The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Does the streak stay alive tonight? Do they push it to 12-0 against the Bulls? We'll talk about it coming up. Real quick, though, guys, I thought the midday show, which was co-hosted today by Mitch Spinell and Jake Volnick, and I thought they did a tremendous job together hosting, filling in for Baskin and Phelps. It was great. And Mitch brought up the question he posted as a poll question. He asked, is this season basically the lowest point for the Cleveland Browns since 1999? Now, I misinterpreted this. I misinterpreted the poll initially. I thought they were saying, like, I thought for some reason it was like 95. Like, I thought they were going back, all the way back to the mid-90s of, like, has this been rock bottom, including the team leaving? And so I, like, sent Jake this text. I was like, if you think this year is rock bottom, like, you're a fool, because nothing is worse than losing your team. Like, having your team taken away from you. You'd rather have a team to call in the 92 through the fan and bitch about because you're mad than not have a team at all. That, to me, would be rock bottom. But then I got clarification that they were referring more so to everything since 99. Which makes actually a lot more sense when you really think about it. So I apologize for messing that up and losing the context of the actual question here. But along those lines, the two biggest answers, and as I sort of pull up the poll here, the two biggest answers are the 1-31 stretch 2016-2017 with Hugh Jackson, or 2024, this year that we're living in right now. And so it's funny because I called Jake a fool for saying this year, because I was thinking that that was including the team being moved. But then I actually took my insult back because I said, I actually think it's this year. I understand why that might sound crazy, because in the grand scheme of things, like, 1-31 in 2 years is as embarrassing as it gets. And, like, you stripped the organization down to nothing to reset and get to the point where you have, like, star players like you have now, and, you know, like sitting through that for 2 years was miserable for everybody involved. And I do, you know, I still feel badly for the fan base that they had to deal with that. But here's the thing. When during the 1-31 season, you at least knew what to expect. You knew that the team was going to be just historically bad, even though Kent Carman talked himself into it after a 4-0 preseason. You knew the team was going to be historically bad, and you just were kind of living with it because there was light at the end of the tunnel. There was something to be hopeful about on the other end of 1-31. It was, oh man, if we get through this the way that we hope we can get through it, we're going to have players like Myles Garrett and Denzel Ward and Nick Chubb, and at the time, a Baker Mayfield who was potentially your franchise-changing quarterback. Like, there was a lot of reason we suffered through that because we knew that there was good things to come on the other side, and it worked. You got yourself all those players. You got yourself to the playoffs in 2020 with those guys being the main sort of contributors to that season, to winning a playoff game over the Pittsburgh Steelers and taking the Kansas City Chiefs to the brink in the divisional round. Like, that all came to fruition because of 1-31. And that was the goal. You knew that was the end goal. The reason this is rock bottom, and it's more than just Jake's argument, I think, was there were Super Bowl aspirations this year, and they're 2-7. How is that not rock bottom? It's not even about the expectations for me, because there's plenty of seasons, the Browns or otherwise, where a team goes into things and or goes into a season and they have this massive expectation for themselves. I mean, the 2021 Browns had these massive expectations. The 2019 Browns with Freddie Kitchens had massive expectations and then fell flat on their face. That stinks. That sucks. But it's not rock bottom because you can like see the path forward. It's like, okay, we got to change our roster. You can always talk yourselves into different things. The reason this is rock bottom is because you had those expectations. You're going to fall woefully short of those expectations. And I don't know that there's like an easy path forward or like an easy solution to the problems or a way out of the current situation. It's the Deshaun Watson thing is the reason this is rock bottom. Because you aren't getting the level of quarterback play you thought you were getting when you traded for Deshaun. And you now have two more years fully guaranteed years of his deal to work to figure out how to navigate just to keep yourself competitive. And it might involve even him being back part of the picture because there's no way out of this. And so that strapped you salary cap wise and really going to prohibit the Browns from being able to do much maneuvering and all these different things. And then you throw in the fact, and I've said this a bunch of times already, the fan base seems more galvanized about the team since Deshaun got hurt than they had all season long up until that point. And I don't mean that as like, I'm not sitting here saying anybody who cheered for Deshaun was right. No, you don't cheer for players that are hurt. I'm just sensing like the energy and the emotion around the team. It felt very Joe Flacco-like after they win that Ravens game with Jameis Winston, more so than it did the weeks prior where it was like people just dreading these games on Sundays. Like, I understand 1-31. There's been some years where the fan base has been, it's been hard to grab your attention because the team was bad. I'm telling you right now, though, like this year, those first six games, I don't know if I'd ever seen this fan base as lethargic and indifferent as they were for that stretch. I'm being 100% serious. Like, that stadium had no juice to it, had no buzz to it. Fans you interacted with on social media, they're all just, it's all just doomsday. People you talk to out in the public, they're all miserable. They're not enjoying the season whatsoever. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that they knew no matter what happens this season, they got two more years of this with Deshaun on the other side potentially. And I understand we're all jumping up, and I'm there too. We're all jumping into this idea, into this bucket that there's no way you can put Deshaun Watson back out there next year. I still think that's the case. And I've also been banging the drum for like, you don't need full rebuilds to turn your entire team around. Like, you don't have to strip it down like you did for the 1-31 seasons. You can draft the right quarterback, make a couple other moves, and hopefully you put yourself in position to still be a competitive team and get back to the playoffs. I still believe that they can do that, but it's a lot harder with the Deshaun Watson contract looming over this thing. And so the reason this is rock bottom is, yeah, they had expectations, but I can live with having expectations and then not living up to them because we've seen that before. It's the fact that they had expectations, they didn't meet them, they're not going to meet them even or even come close, and you know that you're stuck in this current situation with this quarterback who's controversial, hasn't played very good football, that you traded three first-round picks for another 2 years, even if he's not here, it's at least going to hold you back from being able to push the chips into the center of the table the way that maybe they would be able to if that wasn't an albatross on your salary cap or on your books. So that's why I agree with Jake. I think this is rock bottom for this franchise since 1999.
F***ing thing sucks!
There you go, Jake. I got your back on this one. 216-474-0092. Is this rock bottom for the Browns organization since 1999? We'll get your thoughts on that. Also, I want your Cavs calls here. Last chance to get in on this Veterans Day before the Cavs and Bulls tip off at 8 o'clock. Do they?
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.